First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people, sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 18 of our Lenten journey is given by Perry Cunningham. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
The Lenten season calls us to ponder the path Jesus walked to the cross. But as I reflect on that sacrifice, I'm also reminded of another kind of journey, the one we take as parents, guiding and sheltering our children through life's storms. Unlike a singular dramatic moment of struggle, my faith journey finds constant challenge in the daily act of being a consistent example and parent to my children, two boys, 9 and 13. Just like the quote says, "Don't let your children get wet during your thunderstorms." My wife, Allison, and I strive to navigate our own bumps in the road, career changes, health concerns, and the daily stresses of life, while providing a stable, loving environment for our family. Growing up, I had incredible examples in my own parents. Though not biblical scholars, their faith resonated through unwavering involvement in our church. My dad taught Sunday school class to the youth group. My mom was always helping with VBS and other activities, and we were always present on Sundays. Their faith wasn't necessarily about theological knowledge, but about embodying Christian values and being a part of the church family. This foundation played a vital role in my own journey. I was deeply involved in the youth group at my church and also the Methodist church in Toccoa down the street, in addition to leading the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at my high school. But during college here in Athens, I strayed a little bit from regular church attendance. It doesn't make it right necessarily, but I think that's probably easy to do with living in a new place and competing priorities for your time, and of course without the built-in faith outlets I'd grown up right in front of me. All the while, the core values I learned remained a big part of my life. My parents had been great examples, and it also set very clear expectations of how you're supposed to live your life. Allison and I dated throughout almost all of college, and within a couple of years of graduation, we were engaged. As we were planning our wedding, finding the right church became central to our lives. We visited several in the area and instantly felt the familiar warmth of First Baptist Athens. It reminded me of home at First Baptist Toccoa, but with a little touch of a big city. Now, not a lot of big city, but just a little more metropolitan than what I was used to. This church became not just our place of worship, but another family. I remember looking forward to attending events and learning from the sermons from Dr. Bill Ross. He'd incorporate basketball every so often, and of course, growing up with a dad who was a high school basketball coach, it was really easy for me to connect and relate. We've got a guy here now who talks a little bit about basketball every now and again, too, which I really enjoy. Well, in any event, Allie and I were married here, and then life took us to different churches in Knoxville and Johns Creek before it brought us back to Athens. We knew this was where we wanted to raise our children and grow in our faith together. This was cemented for us the first time we visited Sunday school and met the Hoppers, Bill and Donna, who were teaching the class. They became tremendous examples for us in the church of how to be strong Christian parents, raising two wonderful children of their own. Bill, like my dad, wouldn't have likely claimed to be a biblical scholar, but he knew how to use the Bible to drive home a lesson. He was also quick to chat you up about the prior day's basketball game, which is tough to find in this football-crazed city. Being a parent and following the examples of so many great parents in our lives deepened my understanding of sacrifice and love, echoing the ultimate sacrifice Jesus made. Just as he sheltered his disciples, we strive to shelter our own children, providing guidance, comfort, and the unwavering love that allows them to weather their own storms. This resonates with the words of Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. This verse reminds me that God not only offers shelter during life's storms, but also empowers us to be sources of shelter for others. Looking back at my journey, I see a mosaic of peaks and valleys, moments of clarity and crisis. Each experience, each joy and struggle has shaped my faith and drawn me closer to God. My faith, my family, and my church have been a constant presence, a lighthouse guiding me through life's changing tides. One thing to consider is how can we, like Jesus, be a source of prayer and love for those around us, especially during their personal storms? And this prayer, dear God, grant us the wisdom and strength to guide our children and those entrusted to our care. Help us to navigate life's storms with compassion and grace, reflecting your love in all we do. Amen.